On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
A mum from Kent whose son was murdered after being groomed online says laws need to change so she can identify whoever's now been trolling her teenage daughter. Brake Bednar was 14 when he was killed after being targeted through online games. His 17-year-old sister Chloe has recently received sick messages about his death on Snapchat. Lauren Lefebvre, who lives in Deal, is now urging the messaging app to work with police to identify the culprit and says it's had a huge impact on her daughter.
I think for Chloe, when she first got the messages, she was extremely upset. She was at school and, you know, just to be contacted by somebody who took her brother away, who hurt our family so much, she was extremely upset and crying and full of anxiety. She was so brave in helping to report to the police and so brave in helping to speak to the media. However, when she does get messages at times, it puts her back into a really anxious state and she can't breathe. She's upset, she can't sleep, and she doesn't deserve that. No child deserves to be contacted by somebody sending these malicious communications. She needs to be able to get a good night's sleep and study for her A-levels. And we need to think of the mental health of children out there, you know, receiving these sorts of messages and communication. We need to ensure that they're safe.
You can also watch Lauren's interview this lunchtime at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
MPs are getting the chance to show exactly what sort of Brexit the majority could support as the Commons prepares to take control tomorrow. They'll vote on a series of alternatives to Theresa May's plan, which has been rejected twice already. The EU's Brexit coordinator says he's encouraged by last night's decision. The co-founder of a stillbirth charity in Kent has welcomed news today that coroners could be given powers to investigate the deaths of all stillborn babies in England and Wales. Currently, inquests can only be held for those who showed signs of life after being born. David Ward from Medway set up Abigail's Footsteps following the loss of his daughter.
Those hospitals with high standards of care will welcome the news of the coroner's additional powers, as they have nothing to hide. Medway Hospital, for example, already produced their Preventing Further Deaths reports, whereby they investigate every single stillbirth in the hospital voluntarily.
Police have been called to a Maidstone school after a child was seen chasing other pupils with a toy taser. The head teacher of Barming Primary says he's now spoken to the Year 6 pupil and his parents after carrying out a search of his bag. He's also criticised manufacturers for making the toys, which look like the devices given to police.
KMFM News.
A woman from Maidstone has told KMFM she now can't afford to go on a family holiday after petrol was stolen from her cars. Holes have been drilled into the fuel tanks of a number of vehicles in the Shepway, Langley and Bearstead areas this month. Catherine Lockett had to take both of hers to the garage after they were targeted.
We had to hire a car, but then unfortunately the hire car, we had gone out for my partner's birthday at the weekend, left the hire car on our drive overnight, and then the next morning we just discovered that the same thing had happened to the hire car.
She's had to fork out more than £1,000 on repairs so far. Police have issued a warning to other people living in the Maidstone area. A lorry clamping trial that's been running in Ashford could continue permanently after being described as extremely successful. Since October 2017, HGVs have been banned from parking overnight on the A20 between Charing and the Drovers Roundabout. The trial's due to finish at the end of April. The Department for Transport will need to give approval for it to be extended. A group of students from Kent School could one day be the next big names in Formula One after reaching the finals of a top competition. The teenagers from the Queen Elizabeth Grammar School in Faversham have developed a miniature car for the F1 in Schools competition, which gives budding engineers the chance to put their skills to the test. Freddie, Lewis and George came second in the national championships and now get to go to the world final. Freddie says it's been a great experience.
We've competed against a lot of incredible engineers and other teams, so to be able to beat some of the great talent in other teams has been incredibly boosting to my confidence, and I've also developed a lot of skills throughout the journey.
And NASA's first ever all-female spacewalk has been cancelled, partly because they don't have the right kit at the International Space Station. Both the women due to be involved on Friday need medium spacesuits, but there's only one up there.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
UEFA have opened discipline disciplinary proceedings against Montenegro after England's footballers were racially abused by their fans last night. Monkey chants were directed towards Danny Rose and Callum Hudson-Odoi during the 5-1 win in Euro 2020 qualifying. European football governing body will hear the case on the 16th of May. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.